This is an ABC podcast.
Hello and welcome to CoronaCast Pacific. I'm Sonia Demasi. The outbreak of COVID-19 has put a spotlight on health systems and emergency preparedness and response around the region and the world. Dr. Ringamoto Taito is a paediatrician and she's also the acting medical superintendent of Lautoka Hospital in Fiji. I asked her how vulnerable hospitals are to the risk of exposure to COVID-19 and the planning that had to be in place.
It's interesting when we look at the plans we had and when it did need to be applied, it didn't match and there's a lot of adjustments, particularly for the second wave when we had to deal with the numbers. I'll give you an example. In the plan, we had a dedicated ICU space, but very quickly we knew that that was not enough. And so we had to activate the surge capacity. So in the end, we had to repurpose our emergency department into an ICU for COVID. It has all the piped oxygen and, you know, and the monitors and things. And so we reflected and we realized that, wow, it's good to plan, but it's also important to expect that the plan may not work out and we have to have some contingency strategy in place. And it was difficult, but I think what really worked is that we had a really good team. You know, we had a command center that coordinated all the decision making. When the order was to we need to move, we just got help from everyone, including getting help from the military that came and helped shifted our patients from the wards down to the dedicated ICU. I'm very grateful that we had a real good team.
What concerns did you have for the doctors and the nurses and people who were working at the front line of a hospital right in the midst of a surge?
Oh, it was tough. I mean, there was a lot of expectation that, you know, now everyone's looking at us to save lives and, you know, to alleviate suffering for the sick. But we are very mindful that we're only humans. I remember in the first wave, fear was a major factor and we had to really try and support staff in that regard. But in the second wave, fear remains because people are now really thinking that, oh, I could now get the infection for my patient. So we tried to alleviate some of the stresses. So, for example, we would provide transport drop and pick so that they don't have to worry about that. We provided meals for our staff. We also made available the counseling unit. Fortunately, we had good vaccination cover and we had good PPEs on the ground. But the mental health part of things, I think, you know, we're still discussing how well we can support them going forward.
So you're a physician as well as an administrator now. And at the beginning of the pandemic, you had to temporarily suspend visitors from entering the hospital. How difficult was that?
It was very hard, I have to say. You know, it was very painful because we know the value that families have for the recovery of their loved one. We established a phone line where our team, every morning, they will call individual families and update them on their, you know, their loved one who is admitted in the hospital. We had a phone where they, you know, there's a capacity for video calls. And as we got more knowledge and, you know, we're able to do a little bit more safer way of engaging the community. And eventually we were able to get, you know, more people to come and see their loved ones and even allow them to visit them in ICU. But yeah, it was very hard.
Do you think that public health sector has learned enough to mount a good response for the next time it's challenged?
I think in terms of surge capacity, I think we will have to really look at how can we have an existing surge capacity while providing other services. So yeah, there's a lot of rethinking and planning and see how we can learn to live safely with COVID going into the future.
Dr. Ringamoto Taito, the acting medical superintendent of Lautoka Hospital in Fiji. I'm Sonia Demasi, and you've been listening to CoronaCast Pacific.